1061 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports
Station. Back here
with
Nick Laird, and the Rams control the tap there into the front court, moving right to left. In the back court is Holland. She moves it right wing now to Phillips. Back top side, around the horn, long three gun on the way, left wing no good, rebound Tigers. Holland shot off the side of the iron, here comes Benton Harbor. Perkins into the front court right side. Hands it back now to Poindexter. Jeanne will just kind of hold it as the Rams are in a 2-3 zone. And the Tigers want to try to pull them out of it. Poindexter still holding between the rings. Gets it off now to Coleman. Coleman, left side, 25 feet away. Ball tapped away, stolen by the Rams. Here comes Holland the other way. Holland down the right side, off the high glass, no. Rebound pulled down by South Haven. Now it's loose on the floor, and the Rams have got it back. Here's Holland out front, the point guard. Left side to Frost, top side Phillips. They'll swing it around that Benton Harbor zone. Hall touches it out front. She's on the right wing. Now they throw it back up top. They'll restart. Tigers in a 2-3 zone defense. Here's Frost. Top side Phillips swinging around the horn to Holland. Try to dump it down low. They get it down there. It's tapped away, and the Tigers will steal it. Good defense by Benton Harbor. We're scoreless. 6:35 to go, opening quarter. Here's Poindexter over the timeline. Gets it off now to Coleman right side. Little sloppy out front, but Star Williams chases it down. Back outside to Perkins. Perkins between the rings. On the right-hand bounce. Gets it off to Poindexter. She looks to drive left side. Gets cut off. Goes cross-court to Williams on the right wing. Back top side, Poindexter. Good zone defense by both teams here early. Here's a three-gun by the Tigers. It's short. Out of bounds. Back to Benton Harbor. Perkins shot from 21, and it went about 20. Tigers get it back, though, underneath the hoop. 6 minutes to go. We are scoreless, South Haven and Benton Harbor. Portage Central and St. Joe to follow. Perkins out top. Left side, it goes to Coleman. She looks at the defense, gets it back to Poindexter. 19-footer on the way is good. Nice shot by Poindexter from the outside, top of the key. That's the first two of the night. Bernadette Brown lost it out front. Stolen away by Poindexter. Here come the Tigers, three on two. Stop, pop, got it. Poindexter with a couple of mid-range jumpers. It's 4-0 Tigers. Well, she could shoot it. Here's Frost. Off to Holland on the left wing. Top side, Phillips. They work it around that Benton Harbor zone. Cross court to Phillips, left side. Drive, and she traveled. Shuffled the shoes, and on the turnover, the Tigers will get it back. Benton Harbor 4, South Haven nothing. 5:14 to go here in the first. In the district semis. 2-3 zone for South Haven. Poindexter on the bounce at the top between the rings. Gets it way outside. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds, and the Tigers turn it over. Off the hands that time of Zakara Coleman. And here come the Rams on the move right to left. Off to Hall on the left wing. She dribbles to the top, hands it back to Phillips. On the inside, Frost from 15. Back of the iron, no. Rebound fought for. Batted out of bounds. It'll go back to the Rams. Both teams in 2-3 zone defenses. Not a lot of room under there. Hall will inbound. Underneath the basket, looks for a cutter. Wide open, Phillips lays it in. Nice little inbound play that time by the Rams. Here comes Poindexter. She's got all four for the Tigers. She fires a triple, back of the iron, no. Rebound ripped out of there by South Haven's Hall. And a whistle, and we've got our first foul of the night. Goes against the Tigers, and it'll go against Coleman. Over the back, trying for the offensive rebound. 4-2, Tigers in the lead over the Rams. Here's Frost on the right wing, 20 feet away. Cross court, Holland for three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound, Poindexter. Here come the Tigers left to right. Rams settle back in that 2-3 zone. Right wing it goes to Perkins. Perkins on the right wing. She'll fire from 17. Top of the iron, no. Rebound tapped around. Tigers get it. They throw it away. Tapped out of bounds. It'll go back to Benton Harbor. Off the hands of Jordan Holland. Here's Perkins out top. Between the leg dribble. Works to the right wing. Still on the bounce. Gets double team. Cross court. Poindexter for three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound, Rams. Boy, Poindexter had a good look. Here comes Frost over the timeline. Back out to Phillips, swinging around to Holland. Holland on the left wing, 20 feet away. Looks around, goes topside now. Back to Yasmin Hall. Hall on the left baseline. Dribble drive, and she gets crunched down on the baseline, and a foul on the Tigers. Now, Maya Johnson got her good. Rams will go to the bench, and Janiyah Lewis will check in. Here's Lewis on the right wing. Dump down pass inside, and another foul on Johnson. That'll be two quick ones on Amaya Johnson, the six-foot forward. Just a freshman. Coach Jackson may have to go to the bench, and he will. Looks like McAfee will check in for the Lady Tigers. 4-2 Benton Harbor. South Haven out front. Here's Holland, the point guard. Works it left side to Phillips. Phillips on the wing. Goes around a screen. Can't get a shot. Gets it back now to Frost. Top side they go to Brown. Now they hand it back out front to Holland. They'll restart. Here's Phillips on the left wing. They dare her to shoot. She won't. Gets it back now to Lewis. Rams just hold it on the right side. Working around a screen. Here comes Frost from 17. No. Holland with a rebound. Putback won't go. Rebound tapped around. Out of bounds. Back to the Rams. Jordan Taylor is in for South Haven. A junior. Bernadette Brown gives them some pretty good size up front. 6'1". Rams on the inbound. Here's Brown. Gets it back now to Jordan Taylor. They'll restart with Holland, the point guard, 30 feet away on the right side. Cross court to Frost. Here's Phillips on the left wing. She won't take it. Back out to Holland on the right wing. Here's Brown in the corner, and it's picked off. Poindexter on the steal. One-on-one. Lays it up with the left hand and got it. She's got all six. Jonae Poindexter, 6'2", Benton Harbor. Left wing Phillips fakes the three. Right hand bounce to the wing. Now just hands it off to Taylor. Holland swings it around to Brown. They work the outside. Wide open for three is Holland. Shot is back of the iron, no good, but the Tigers get the rebound and then they travel. Perkins got the rebound. She got bumped a little bit. And shuffled the shoes. 1:40 to go here in the first. Benton Harbor 6, South Haven 2. Both teams with tight zone defenses. Poindexter with all six for the Lady Tigers. On the baseline, dribble drive, out of bounds. It'll go back to Benton Harbor. Yasmin Hall tried to take it baseline, and she was cut off nicely by Perkins. 1:35 to go in the first, 6-2 Tigers. Now the Rams go with a full court press. Here's Perkins in the backcourt. Ball stripped away, out of bounds, back to South Haven. Rams with a little 1-2-1-1 trap, and they force the turnover. Phil McDonald standing by. Lady Bears, Lady Mustangs, St. Joe Portage Central coming up next in Division One. Topside Phillips between the rings. Right side, Taylor. Taylor on the right wing. Tap. Oh, these nice ball movement around the horn. Phillips from 15. Back of the iron, no. Rebound, Tigers. Wait, good ball movement by South Haven. They had a good look. Couldn't get it to drop. Here's Perkins. Into the front court. A traveling violation on Poindexter. Tigers lead them 6-2, 103 to go, first quarter. Al Pasholka with you at L.C. Moore High School, where I did my first game in 1984. Good grief. Nick Laird wasn't even born then. Here's Phillips firing from 15, back of the iron, no. Tigers want to run. Here's Perkins up the right side. Gets it to Poindexter in the right corner. Back top side to Perkins. Cross court and through the hands of Coleman. Out of bounds, back to the Rams. Here come the Rams, right to left. Here's Hall on the baseline. She gets double teamed, back out top now to Holland. Jordan Holland works it off to Phillips. Back to Hall. Top side, back to Holland. Tigers really dropping into that 2-3 zone. They're all inside 15 feet. Really packing it in. Now it's picked off. Cross-court pass intercepted by Perkins. She comes up the right side. 3-on-2 down the lane and draws the foul. Boy, nice crossover move that time by Shalia Perkins. She hit the 15-foot line on the right-hand bounce and made a quick move to the left. Got around and drew the contact on Jordan Taylor. And she'll go to the stripe for two. Perkins at the line. Got it. First player other than Poindexter to score for the Tigers. They now lead it 7-2. Down to 4 seconds to go, opening quarter. Perkins shot on the way. Short and rolls in. Little shooter's touch. Rams got to hurry to get it up. 2-1. They fire a three just short at the horn. And the first quarter is in the books. And at the end of one, it's the Benton Harbor Tigers 8, the South Haven Rams 2. Back after this timeout on 106.1 and 1400. WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at hardings.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are your specials for this week. All beef hamburgers, $1.99 a pound. 32-ounce Gatorades are 5 for $5. And 5 to 8-ounce Sargento shredded cheeses or 8-ounce Our Family Natural Sliced cheeses are $1.99.
Get in, get out, get home. Harding's Friendly
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Al Pasholka back here at L.C. Moore High School, the campus of South Haven. Nick Laird, our engineer tonight. Benton Harbor Tigers with a 6-point advantage after the first 8 minutes. 8-2, 6 by Poindexter to lead the Lady Tigers. She's got it. Gets it off on the right side now to Coleman. Back up top side, Perkins. Rams stretching that 2-3 zone a little bit, especially when Poindexter down the lane drew contact, no call. Now she does on the putback opportunity, and she'll go to the line. Boy, Poindexter so quick getting into the lane, drew the foul. Looked like they got her on the way in, but she got her own rebound, and then they fouled her and send her to the line. 6 points. Deep knee bend and right side of the iron, no good. Good-looking form, though, from John A. Poindexter. Deep knee bend, fires it up. Back of the iron, no. Rebound, Rams. She can't convert at the line. 7:38 to go here in the second. 8-2 Tigers. Here's Frost on the left side. Gets it off now to Hayes, who just checked in. She turned it over. And we've got traveling called on Perkins. It'll go back to the Rams. Same five in there for the Tigers. Poindexter, Perkins, Williams, Johnson, and Coleman. Johnson's got a couple of fouls. She's got to be careful. Here's Frost. Dribble drive, left baseline. Spins it back out top. Phillips down the lane. 12-footer is short. Rebound, fought for. Tigers come down with it. Here comes Poindexter the other way, left to right. Hits the top of the key. Fires it off to Poindexter. Triple. Back of the iron, no. Rebound fought for, down they go, and a traveling violation against McAfee. 5'8 sophomore came down with the rebound, but then went to the floor and traveled. 7:03 to go in the second, 8-2 Tigers. Here's Hall on the baseline, dribble drive, lays it up, hit the bottom of the backboard, and she drew contact and a foul. And the Rams will go to the line. First time tonight. That is the second foul on Coleman. Two on Coleman, two on Johnson. So some of the forwards getting in some foul trouble. And the free throw is no good by Hall. Rams' first opportunity at the stripe tonight. 8-2 Tigers, defensive struggle. Both teams playing a real packed-in, tight 2-3 zone, forcing shots from the outside. Al Pasholka with you. Phil McDonald follows this one. Got a 7 o'clock tap. And the second free throw is good, so Hall splits a pair. Portage Central and St. Joe. Girls basketball. Double header. Here's McAfee, and she traveled. She got it mid-wing, tried to take it into the middle, but picked up the pivot foot and turnover back to South Haven. Rams trail by 5, 8-3, Tigers lead them. Here's Frost at the top of the key. Left side Hall, back top side Phillips. They swing it around the perimeter, trying to work that zone. Taylor. Goes cross court, Phillips left side, gets into traffic, and she traveled. Tigers with the lead. 6:15 to go in the second. Poindexter picks up her dribble between the rings, hands it off now to Perkins. Perkins, dribble drive into traffic, and she traveled. Right side, Taylor. Mid post, it goes to Hall. Ball is popped loose, and the Rams chase it down on the sideline. Here's Jordan Taylor out top to Kate Frost. Swing it around back. Taylor's going to take a triple. Off the high glass. Good. I'm sure she called it. Jordan Taylor with a triple off the high window. And it's 8-6. Tigers by 2. Benton Harbor's had a cold spell. They haven't scored in 5 minutes. Here's a triple from the Tigers. High off the glass. No good. Rams fight for the rebound. And we've got a whistle and maybe a timeout here by South Haven. They do. We'll take it with them. So the triple by Jordan Taylor cuts the Tiger lead to 2. 5:20 to go here in the second. It's Benton Harbor 8, South Haven 6 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM.
What makes Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better? Easy one. What is Cinnabon Mini Rolls? Congratulations! 10 warm cinnamon sweet tasting Cinnabon Mini Rolls do make pizza night even better. Especially when they're generously topped with Cinnabon's own signature cream cheese frosting. Add it to your favorite Pizza Hut order for only $5.99 and make Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan's sports station.
Al Pasholka back at L. Seymour High School in South Haven. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 16. Here comes South Haven on the attack. They trail 8-6. Here's Frost on the left wing, 20 feet away. Dribbles topside, now gets it back in the left corner. Driving on the baseline is Hall. She's cut off. Get it back outside to Phillips. Phillips from 15, back of the iron, no. Fight for the rebound. Back to South Haven. Phillips had a good look from 15. Inside that Tiger zone that time. Here's Brown. Right baseline, cut off. Now she drives to the middle, throws it up, no. Rebound Phillips, her putback won't go. Rebound Tigers, they tie her up, and we've got a whistle. Nice rebound by Pate Hackney, who just checked in. Benton Harbor in the lead. Poindexter with six of those eight, but she's been quiet for the last few minutes. She's got the rock in the backcourt. Dribble drive right side. Gets bumped, no call. Gets it back. Got to beat the 10 count. She barely does. Up the left side, off her foot, out of bounds. Good pressure there by the Rams. Every once in a while, they've jumped into a little zone press, try to surprise the Tigers. That time, Poindexter broke the timeline, then dribbled it off her left foot. 8-6. Tigers in the lead. 4:28 to go, second quarter. Here's Holland over the timeline. Gets it off to Phillips at the top of the key. Wide open shot from Holland, 12 feet away. Air ball, no good. Rebound, South Haven. Jordan Taylor came out of the pile with it. Here's Holland, top side Phillips. Phillips at the top of the key. Holland on the right wing. Pass is tipped away, stolen by the Tigers. Good defense, Benton Harbor. Here comes Perkins the other way. Right side Poindexter, she traveled. Now she tried a little jab step move, but forgot to put it on the floor. 8-6. We've been stuck on that for a while. 3:58 to go, second quarter. Right side, Taylor. Top side, Phillips. They play catch out front. Now Hall takes it at the top of the key. Tigers really packed in that 15-foot line. Back up top, Holland. They're daring the Rams to shoot it. Here's Hall on the drive. Shot is short. Rebound pulled out of there by Perkins. They fight for it, and Perkins pulls it away. And a foul on Hall. Hall thought she got fouled on the shot attempt. And now she picks up the foul. That's her first. Just the second team foul against the Rams. They're back in a full court press again. Here's Perkins in the middle of the floor. Ball is tipped, lost. Rams with a steal. In the right corner is Taylor. Top side, Phillips. Phillips 22 feet away, won't take it. Tigers dare her to do it. She drives in, gets cut off. Back up top, Taylor for three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound pulled out of there by the Tigers. They get it to Poindexter. Here comes Poindexter up the right side. Cuts to the middle. In the lane, throws it up. 12-footer, runner, won't go. Rebound pulled out of there by South Haven, and they traveled. Good pressure that time by Poindexter. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhard of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service and get the best. Put Victoria Eberhard with Realty Executives to work for you today. 8-6, Tigers in the lead. They've led the whole way. Here's Poindexter from 15 in the corner. She got it. She's got a sweet shot from mid-range. And she's got four hoops and eight of the 10 tonight. 10-6, Tigers. Here's Holland, and we've got a whistle, and oh, we got some jawing going on underneath. And it's getting physical underneath the basket. Bernadette Brown down there woofing with Perkins, and we've got a whistle and a foul called. And a little John going on. They call a double foul on Brown and Perkins. That's five team fouls on each team. So order has been restored. 10-6. Tigers in the lead. Phillips on the inbound again. Missed the layup and picks up a foul jumping over the back of Perkins. I'll tell you what, people who say girls' basketball isn't physical, come here tonight. You're getting after it. Rams again in a full court press. 1-2-1-1. And Frost checks back in for South Haven. The senior, Kate Frost. 2:31 till halftime, 10-6. Tigers on top in a defensive fistfight. In the backcourt is Coleman, gets it off to Perkins. Perkins up the right side. Can she beat the double team? She does. Ball tapped away. Out of bounds, back to the Lady Tigers. 2:23 to go. Poindexter with 8 of the 10 for Benton Harbor. All coming on jump shots between 15 and 18 feet. Perkins on the right side, drives baseline, lays it up short. Rebound pulled down, putback won't go. Rebound tapped around, it's loose on the floor, and oh, we're lucky we're going to get a technical, yep. Shalia Perkins took the ball and threw it down hard. It went about 20 feet in the air. The official on the outside is going to call her for a technical foul. And that's her, that counts as a personal. That's her second. The Tigers now with a cup, three players with two. Coleman, Johnson, Perkins. And now technical free throws. Holland at the line. First one on the way is good. Jordan Holland. Second one on the way is short. She splits the pair. It's a three-point game. 10-7, Benton Harbor leads. Both teams with tight, tough zone defenses. Nobody getting any easy looks out here tonight. Now we've got another whistle. Not sure what this is about. Official comes all the way over to the scores table. And he's talking to head coach Joe Holland. And let's see. Now he's going to go explain it to Kenny Jackson. And we're just going to restart. On the inbound is Hall. Gets it off now to Holland. Left side, Frost. They dare to shoot. She won't. She gets it back. She'll fire from three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound again down to Perkins. Tigers want to run. They get it ahead to Poindexter. She'll fire the triple. It is wide left. No good. Rebound goes out of bounds. Johnny's like, boy, I had a good look. I just misfired. 10-7. Lady Tigers over the Lady Rams. In the middle, it goes to Hall. Good ball movement on the outside. Holland for three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound tapped around. And Poindexter comes away with it for the Tigers. Down to a minute 30 to go, second quarter. Poindexter out front, trying to draw that zone out. Gets it off to Perkins. Into the game now for the Tigers. Star Williams back in there. Here's Poindexter down the lane. Got it! And one. Nice dribble drive on the baseline. She was hammered, put it off the window, got it to fall. Poindexter now in double figures with 10. She'll try to make it 11 and extend the Tiger lead. foul on the Rams went against Peyton Hayes, the senior. They have not put 2 points on the board. They should. There we go. 12-7, Tigers 10 for Poindexter tonight. Boy, she has been outstanding. Second one, her free throw, back of the iron, no good. That's the only thing she has not done well tonight. 0 of 3 at the stripe. Holland into the front court. They kick it into the corner. Shot by Hayes, no good. And rebound pulled down by Perkins. She's fouled. It was 8-2 after one. It's 12-7 with a minute 3 to go, second quarter. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 16. At the line is Perkins. Shot on the way is good. Shalaya is 3 of 3 at the stripe tonight. She's played tough down low. Second one, good. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Tigers' biggest lead is now 7, 14-7. They've doubled them up. Here's Hall on the left wing. Top side to Frost, back to Hall. Wide open, won't take it. Gets it off now to Holland. Holland on the bounce in the corner. They get it back to her on the wing. She's bumped and fouled. Pate Hackney came over and bumped her. And that is team foul number 7, a 1-on-1 opportunity here for South Haven. Jordan Holland at the stripe. She's 1 of 2 tonight. Tigers 14, Rams 7. Winner advances to the district final. Phil McDonald standing by. Portage Central St. Joe in Division 1 coming up next. Shot on the way, missed the front end, and out of bounds, back to the Tigers. 45 seconds to go. Poindexter will inbound. Gets it to Perkins, hands it back to Poindexter. Poindexter with 10 points tonight. Doing damage for the Tigers. Benton Harbor may be holding for the last shot, down to 33 seconds. Poindexter out top. Just kind of dribbling around. And now she breaks it to the top of the key, fires from 17, high window, good. She's got a dozen. 16-7, Benton Harbor. She'll tell you she called glass. Inside out, Taylor for 3, high window, in and out. Rebound fought for, Tigers are down on the floor, and we've got a timeout, Benton Harbor, with 5 seconds to go. Good hustle down there by Coleman to get the... She's coming up hobbling. Good rebound. Timeout, Tigers. We'll take it with them. 5 seconds to go in the second quarter. It's the Lady Tigers 16, the Lady Rams 7 on 106.1 and 1400. WSJM Sports.
When you're sick with cabin fever, you try to get out of the house.
Let me out of here.
But when you're sick with...
Oh no, Doc. We've got another one.
Needs a new motoritis fever. Your only antidote is at Siemens in Bridgman, where the prices and selection are symptoms of their need to clear out winter inventory N-O-W now. Get to Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgman. Cure your fever today.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Here come the Lady Tigers with 2 seconds to go. They got to get a shot off quickly. They're not going to do it. First half is in the books. At the end of two quarters of play here at South Haven High School, it's the Lady Tigers of Benton Harbor 16, the Lady Rams of South Haven 7. We're at halftime. We'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to girls basketball on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Al Pasholka back here at Elsie Moore High School in South Haven. 16-7 is the halftime lead for the Benton Harbor Tigers. That's their biggest advantage of the night. They lead the Lady Rams. Shawnee Poindexter has been outstanding. She's got 12 of the 16 for the Tigers. Screen and roll out front for Poindexter on the left wing. Dump down pass inside Perkins, and she traveled. 16-7, Rams trail by 9. They've been unable to connect from the outside against that Benton Harbor zone. Here's Holland over the timeline. Left to right for the purple and gold of the South Haven Rams. Here's a steal out front. Picked off by Star Williams. Gets it off to Poindexter on the left side. Dribble drive down the lane. Scoop right hand, no. She gets her own rebound and fires from 15. Front of the iron, no. Rebound out of bounds. Back to the Rams. Poindexter showing her athletic ability there. She missed the shot and chased it down on the other side. And now we've got a whistle and a timeout on the floor. We'll take it with them. 7:17 to go third quarter. Benton Harbor 16, South Haven 7 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Get what you want, what you really, really want, for just $5. It's the $5 lineup from Pizza Hut. Choose from a lineup of your favorite Pizza Hut menu items for just $5 each when you get two or more. Your Pizza Hut favorites, like a medium one-topping pizza, double your order of breadsticks, 8 bone-out wings, single pan of pasta, or even the new Cinnabon mini rolls are just $5 when you order two or more. It's the Pizza Hut $5 lineup, so you get what you want, what you really, really want. Check it out today from Pizza Hut.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Al Pasholka back here. Nick Laird, our engineer, 16-7. Girls Division II semifinals. Here's a three for the outside by the Rams. Shot is short by Holland. Rebound Tigers. Here comes Perkins the other way. She's done yeoman's work on the boards. Perkins down the lane, scoops it up from 10. No. Rebound Tigers. Ball tapped away. It'll go back to Benton Harbor. Perkins trying to go coast to coast. Got into the lane with a little runner. Couldn't get it to drop. Here's Poindexter, left corner, firing for three. Back of the iron, no. Rebound pulled out of there by Williams. Back out front. Here's Perkins. Top of the key. Dribble drive. Fire from 16. Got it. Rattled it home. Perkins with 6. Poindexter with 12. They've done all the scoring for the Tigers. 18-7 Benton Harbor. Out front is Cam Frost. Frost gets it off to Holland. They play catch out front. Benton Harbor all packed in within 16 feet. 2-3 zone for the Tigers. Here's Phillips from 17. High off the glass, no good. Rebound, Benton Harbor. Coming out of there is Coleman. Gets it ahead to Poindexter. Stop and pop for 3. Shot is short. Rebound out of bounds. Back to South Haven. 18-7, biggest Tiger advantage. It's 11. 5:59 to go, third quarter. Rams have been ice cold from the outside. Holland over the timeline. Gets it off to Phillips. Here's Frost. Frost on the right wing, left-hand bounce, goes cross-court to Holland. Holland pulls it back out, top of the key. Gets it there to Bernadette Brown. Dribble drive in the lane, shot good. Nice move down the lane by Yasmin Hall. And she's got 3, and it's 18-9 Tigers. Zone trap from South Haven. Here come the Tigers. Perkins lost it in the lane. Ball is loose. Picked up by Williams for Benton Harbor. They get it back to Poindexter. Down the lane. Nice move. She draws the foul. Very quick. Poindexter down the lane. And she will go to the line where she's 0 of 3 so far tonight. So all 12 of her points coming from the field on 6 2-pointers. Deep knee bend. Nice form. Just a little strong. No good. Usually players don't have that deep knee bend, which their shots are a little flat. Hers are not. Just a little strong off the back iron. Deep knee bend. Got it. Arcs it up. Good. 13 for Poindexter. 19-9 is the Tiger lead. 5-12 to go third quarter. Top side. Hall on the right side. Holds there. Gets it off now. Checking into the game was Hayes. She lost it. Tapped out of bounds. Back to South Haven. 5 minutes to go, third quarter, 19-9. The advantage. Benton Harbor has led the entire night. Phillips swinging around outside. Holland wide open for three. Shot is wide, no good, out of bounds. Back to the Tigers. Officials discuss it. And they point Benton Harbor's direction. Here come the Tigers and Poindexter with the rock out front. She holds it out there. South Haven now going man-to-man defense. First time we've seen them outside the zone. They've run a little 1-2-1-1 trap, but now they're going man-to-man. 17-footer on the way is good by Perkins. Boy, she's heating up. She's got eight. 21-9 Tigers. That's their biggest lead. It's a dozen. Left side, Holland holds there, gets it off now to Hall between the rings. Right side, it goes to Frost. Kate holds there. Left wing through the hands of Hall. She can't hold it, and the Tigers get it back. Benton Harbor has stayed true to that packed-in 2-3 zone, and they've stayed in it all night. 21-9, Tigers with a 12-point advantage. 4:04 to go, third quarter. Here's Poindexter, left side. Coleman holds it there, gets it back to Perkins. She's hot. Perkins down the lane, 12-footer. Fired short. Rebound down to South Haven. Shalaya was feeling it, but that time a little short. Out front, Taylor. They play catch. Here's Hall. Left wing, had a shot, didn't take it. Gets it back at the three-point line, cross court right side to Frost. Dribble drive, back now to Hall. She fires from 17, shot is short. Rebound tapped around, it'll go back to the Rams. They call it off of Coleman. Out of bounds play underneath the basket. There's Phillips again. She got an easy look, missed it, but drew the foul. She scored a bucket on that same play in the first half. Coach Jackson not liking that. First team foul for the Tigers here in the second half. It comes with 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Benton Harbor 21, South Haven 9. Shot on the way by Phillips. Back of the iron, no good. She's got 2 points tonight, scored on that out-of-bounds play back in the first quarter. Three dribbles, fires it up, rimming in and out. Rebound down to Star Williams. She lost it. Jump ball. And on the alternate possession, the arrow pointing the direction of the purple and gold. South Haven Lady Rams get it underneath again. This has been their best play. And they throw it outside to Hall. Around the horn now to Frost. Left wing, it goes back to Hall. Here's Taylor between the rings. They play catch. Stretch out that defense. Here's Frost down the lane. 15-footer fills it. Her first two. And it's 21-11. Poindexter the other way. Coast to coast. And a foul on the Rams. Blocking call. Goes against Peyton Hayes. That's her second. Poindexter, hard to get in front of. She is so quick. Poindexter on the night with 13 points to lead the Lady Tigers. Side of the iron, no good. 1 of 5 at the line. 21-11, 2:58 to go third quarter. Tigers have been in control all night. Second one is good. She splits a pair. Two of six at the line tonight for Poindexter. 11-point advantage. Tigers' biggest lead has been a dozen. Here's Hall on the left wing. Dribble drive baseline. Double team forces it up and in. Nice move, sneaking along the baseline. Yasmin Hall now with five. Four in the quarter. Poindexter coast to coast again. Lays it up and in. 16 for Poindexter. 24-13 is the Tiger lead. She just went coast to coast. Here's Frost out front, bothered by Poindexter. Drives to the right corner, holds there, gets it back now to Phillips on the wing. Top side, it goes to Taylor. Taylor directing traffic. Right side three, wide open by Frost. No good. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Here comes Perkins the other way up the right side. She stops at the three-point line. Poindexter down the lane, lays it up, missed it. Rebound, Benton Harbor, and a foul underneath. On the rebound that time was Amaya Johnson, 6-foot freshman. She got into early foul trouble tonight. Picked up a couple quick ones early. 24-13, Tigers in the lead, 1:58 to go. Tonight's game brought to you by Zilke Homes and Improvement, LLC, your home improvement store, offering design and installation service located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, just a quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 16. In the lane is Perkins, firing from 14. It's short, out of bounds, and back to the Rams. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service and get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt with Realty Executives to work for you today. Get it done. Left side. Taylor gets it off now to Frost. Right wing it goes to Hayes. Peyton Hayes thought about it. Didn't do it. They swing it around the outside. Here's Frost. Wide open and a three on the way. Shot is short by Taylor. And out of bounds, back to the Tigers. McAfee checks back in for the Tigers at the 1:22 mark, third quarter. Tigers in the backcourt. Here's Poindexter up the right side, beats the 10 count, crossover, 18-footer, shot short. Rebound out of bounds, back to the Rams. Poindexter said, hey, what do I got to do to get a foul call here? Got hit on the way down, no call, and here come the Rams the other way. Rams in the white tonight, trimmed in purple and gold. Tigers in the black, trimmed in that tiger orange. Out front is Frost, swing it left side to Holland. She holds there, gets it back now to Jordan. She'll fire, high three-pointer, back of the iron, no. Body's flying on the floor, ball is loose. Who's got it? Poindexter tied up with Frost, and a jump ball call goes back to Benton Harbor on the alternate possession. Tigers 24, Rams 13, 43 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Tigers have led the entire way. 16 for Poindexter, 8 for Perkins. They have done all the damage for the black and orange. They'll hold for the last shot. Poindexter pulls it out. Ball is loose, though, off the pass. And it'll be another jump ball call. This time it'll go the way of the purple and gold. 26 seconds to go. Rams will try to cut into that Tiger lead, 24-13. Benton Harbor on top. Peyton Hayes checks back in for South Haven. Could be the last possession here, 24 seconds to go. And Holland, Jordan Holland over the timeline. Left side, goes to Hall. Hall dribble drive on the baseline, gets cut off. Throws it off into the corner. Now we've got a whistle and a timeout. Now check it. An official timeout. There's something on the floor. Cleanup crew comes up and back we go. Down to 10 seconds to go. Down to 8. Down to seven. Holland looks at the clock. Right side, Frost. Inside, Taylor. Shot is short. And that'll do it. Three quarters in the books. At the end of three, Benton Harbor 24, South Haven 13. On 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
I'm finally telling everyone, we're expecting baby number two, and there's no way we can stay in this apartment. So Mike and I are buying a house. We found one with a big backyard and got a mortgage loan with Edgewater Bank. Turns out they have a dozen mortgage loan options, so we got one that's just right for us. And Edgewater Bank makes loan decisions locally, so everything's been fast and smooth. I'm telling you, if you need a mortgage loan, go to your real local bank, Edgewater Bank. They're an equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Rich Brandt and Terry Halsey from Insurance Management Service, representing Auto Owners Insurance.
We give back to our community in a lot of different ways. We just feel that it's the right thing to do.
It's important that we support our school districts. It leads into that next generation to hopefully give back as well.
It's amazing how we receive back so much more than what we actually give.
IMS and Auto Owners Insurance Company are committed to community service. Both have been serving our community for more than 100 years.
IMS Insurance Management Service.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Al Pasholka back here. Nick Laird, our engineer. We are in Division II girls basketball district semifinals. Benton Harbor and South Haven. It's been a two-woman show for the Tigers. Poindexter with 16, Perkins with 8. They have done all the damage. Jeanne out front. Poindexter on the crossover move to the left side. Gets cut off. Fires it up anyway. Shot from 18 is too deep. Rebound pulled out of there by South Haven. Rams want to run now. They take it down the lane. Shot is, ball is loose on the floor. It's a scrum down there. And another jump ball call, I believe. Nope. Rams may have gotten a timeout. They did. Full timeout. South Haven Rams. We'll take it with them. 7:37 to go in the fourth. It's the Tigers 24, the Rams 13 on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you signed up for our e-coupons yet? Visit our website at Harding's.com to sign up and start saving with e-coupons and earn some money for your favorite local charity.
Here are your specials for this week. All beef hamburgers, $1.99 a pound. 32-ounce Gatorades are 5 for $5. And 5 to 8-ounce Sargento shredded cheeses or 8-ounce Our Family Natural sliced cheeses are $1.99.
Get in, get out.
Southwest Michigan Sports Station, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Al Pasholka back here in South Haven. The broadcast of today's game is a copyrighted presentation of the Michigan High School Athletic Association and Midwest Family Radio Sports. No reproduction, retransmission, or other distribution of the descriptions or accounts of this game. That means you can't do it. May take place without the express written consent of the MHSAA and Midwest Family Radio Sports. 24-13, there's the disclaimer. An 11-point advantage for Benton Harbor. They've led wire-to-wire so far, 7:37 to go. Phil McDonald standing by. We go to Division I next in our doubleheader. Portage Central and the Lady Bears of St. Joseph. Out front is Jordan Holland. Get it inside. Taylor from 7 for 14. Back of the backboard. Iron falls off. No good. Rebound Tigers. Boy, Taylor had a good look inside the lane, just couldn't get it to drop. Rattled in and out. Here's Perkins. Weave it out front to Poindexter. Man-to-man defense now for South Haven. Here's Poindexter down the lane. Wild shot won't go. Tigers with a rebound. Shot won't go. Tigers with a rebound, and they pull it away. Rams lost it and traveled, I believe. It's a travel or a Tiger foul. Let's see. Tiger foul. We'll go against McAfee. That is team foul number two, all is all. Not a lot of whistles here in the second half. Two team fouls against the Tigers, just three against the Rams. 24-13 is the advantage for Benton Harbor. Rams knocked off Lakeshore 41-35. Tigers drew the bye. Rams got some work to do with 6:58 to go. Tigers lead them by 11. Here's Hall on the left wing, 20 feet away. Dribble drive into the lane. Stripped away. Picked up by Phillips. And she fills it. Loose ball, and Phillips did a nice job to pick up the garbage. She's got four. Down the lane, shot rejected on the inside. Poindexter gets it back. Three-point try is too deep. Rebound down to the Rams, and a foul on Perkins. That is three now on Perkins. 24-15. Tigers have led by as many as a dozen. Right now the lead is nine. 6:28 to go, fourth quarter. Winner to the district final. Here's a shot from the outside by the Rams. Shot no good by Hall. Rebound ripped out of there by Perkins. Outlet to Poindexter. Two on two the other way. Down the lane, she lays it up. Can't get it, but draws the foul. Poindexter with 16 tonight of the 24 Tiger points. Nearly got an and one there. That is the fourth foul on Bernadette Brown. And Poindexter, the deep knee bend, fires it up and can't get it. 2 of 7 at the stripe. ...24-15, Benton Harbor with 6:14 to go in the game. The Tiger boys team advanced with a big win. Second one is good over Otsego, 63-59. You heard that one here with Phil last night. Good ball game. Dribble drive in the lane. Hall lays it up, can't get it. Rebound ripped out of there, and a whistle and a foul on the Tigers. Yasmin Hall had a lane, just couldn't convert. And Phillips hustled after the rebound, and Constance will go to the line. She's 0 of 2 at the stripe, 4 points tonight. Done most of her work inside that lane. Four dribbles, arcs it up, got it. 5 points now tonight for Phillips. 5 for Phillips, 5 for Hall. For the Lady Rams, and the second one's good. She gets them both. Rams cut it to 8, 25-17. Here's Perkins up the right side. On the right-hand bounce, spins, gets it off to Poindexter. Poindexter will fire from long range, no. Rebound pulled down by South Haven, and they traveled. Brown ran into Phillips, and that caused the traveling violation. 25-17, 5:48 to go in the fourth. Two women have scored for Benton Harbor tonight. Poindexter with 17, Perkins with 7. Here's Perkins on the right wing, holds there. On the left-hand bounce, she fires it up, and she drew contact and a foul. And that's on Yasmin Hall. That's her second. That's team foul number 5. And Perkins will step to the stripe where she's perfect tonight, 4 of 4. Nice deep knee bend, spins it up, perfect rotation, good. 9 tonight for Shalia Perkins. Two dribbles. Spins it up, good, nothing but the bottom of the net. 10 now for Perkins and 17 for Poindexter. It's 27-17 Tigers. Checking back in is Kate Frost, the senior for South Haven. Here comes Jordan Taylor, quickly up the right side, gets it to Frost, who fires a triple, way wide, no good, rebound Perkins. Poindexter was ahead of the field, but the pass a little too far. She couldn't catch up to it, and they'll turn it over. Boy, Poindexter was streaking through the middle and open. The pass just needed a little more air under it. Here's Taylor over the timeline, works to the left side to Hall. Jasmine Hall down the lane, baseline, lays it up, blocked out of bounds. Back to Benton Harbor. Good defense by the Tigers on the interior. Got cut off that time by Johnson, and the shot block went off Hall out of bounds. Tigers by 10, 27-17. 5:10 to go, fourth quarter. Ball stripped away in the backcourt. Ball is loose. It'll go back to Benton Harbor. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Zilke Homes and Improvement, LLC, your home improvement store offering design and installation services located on Red Arrow Highway in Bridgman, just a quarter mile north of I-94 at exit 16. Al Pasholka with you. Nick Laird, our engineer tonight. And here's Perkins on the right wing, pulls it back out for the Tigers. Clocks it to their advantage with 4:49 to go, and the Tigers leading by double figures by 10. 27-17, Benton Harbor. Perkins still on the bounce, in the lane. Triple team, ball is loose, whistle, foul, Rams. That'll be the sixth team foul against South Haven. Next one will put the Tigers in the 1-1. That is the fourth foul on Phillips. So they've got two players with four, Brown and Phillips, two starters, saddled with four fouls now. Here's Perkins out front looking for Poindexter. Man-to-man defense now for the Lady Rams. 4:27, Poindexter dribbling out near the timeline. Here's a blocking foul out front, and that's going to be on Phillips, and that's going to be it. She has fouled out with 6 points tonight. Tried to get in front of Poindexter. That's not easy. She is extremely quick and elusive. 4:20 remaining, 27-17. March Madness here on WSJM Sports. At the line is Poindexter. Deep knee bend, arcs it up, perfect. 18 tonight for Poindexter. She has now outscored South Haven by herself, 28-17. Second one, back of the iron, high in the air, loose, back to Benton Harbor. So John A. splits a pair, and now she'll trigger the inbound. They throw it into the backcourt. Here's Perkins. Gets it to Poindexter. Those two will touch it a lot here at the end. Poindexter fires it up from 17. Back of the iron, no. Rebound down to Brown for the Rams. Here comes Frost quickly. Up the middle of the court. Swinging to the left side to the baseline. Spinning there. And gets it out top now. Here's Hayes. Fires for three. No. Rebound tapped in by Brown. Bernadette Brown with an offensive rebound and a putback. Steal by the Rams. They lay it in. Frost. Look out. Little run here. It's 28-21. Still plenty of time. 3:35 to go. A quick 4-0 burst here by South Haven has cut it to 7. That's as close as they've been here in the second half. And a foul out front. And it'll go against Jordan Taylor, and that will put the Tigers on the line. And a real good free throw shooter. Shalia Perkins is 6 of 6 tonight. She's got 10 points, and I don't think she's touched the rim on free throws. 28-21, Lady Tigers in the lead. Perkins' shot on the way is perfect. Boy, such a good-looking stroke from the line. Nice rotation, deep knee bend. Two dribbles every time. Same ritual. Oh, she missed it. Side of the iron. Rebound, Tigers, but they're out of bounds. First miss of the night for Perkins. She's got 11 points. Poindexter's got 18 for the Tiger total of 29. 29-21. Rams had a little burst there, and now they take a timeout. Timeout South Haven, 3:23 remaining in the basketball game. It's the Lady Tigers 29, the Lady Rams 21. on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Temperatures go up and temperatures go down. And sometimes when they go down, they go way down. When your thermostat acts like a yo-yo, remember the Crew in Blue is here to keep you in your comfort zone. Any weather, any circumstance, any budget. For immediate help financing any service or any equipment, see City's website today. That's cityplumbing-heating.com. Call the Crew in Blue at City today, a Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, keeping you in your comfort zone.
Watch live student-produced video of high school action in a variety of athletic and non-athletic activities from around the state on the MHSAA.tv website. The school broadcast program is a great way to highlight school activities, give students video production experience, and raise new funds for school programs. Get your school involved. Visit MHSAA.tv for more information. A message from the MHSAA promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Al Pasholka back here at L.C. Moore High School on the campus of South Haven High School. 29-21, Lady Rams trying to claw their way back. 8-point advantage for Benton Harbor. 3:19 to go in the basketball game. Down the lane, ball is loose, picked up by Holland. It's out of bounds, back to the Rams. 29-21, Constance Phillips is fouled out. Their leading scorer with 6 tonight. Tigers have led it the entire way. They lead it 29-21. Poindexter. And here's a shot from the outside. Good. By Hall, she's got 7. Little run here by the Rams, and now they foul Poindexter in the backcourt. This has been a 6-1 run by South Haven there within 5. That's as close as they've been since the first quarter. 29-24. Benton Harbor in the lead, and Poindexter at the line. She's got 18 tonight, but she's struggled at the stripe. She's got 18 points. Perkins has got 11. That's all the scoring tonight for the Tigers. Poindexter at the stripe. Deep knee bend. Spins it up. Front of the iron and through. That's a big free throw there for South Haven, or for the Benton Harbor Tigers, to make it a 6-point game. This one will make it a 3-possession game if she can convert the second one. Back end of the 1-1. Shot is up. No good. Back of the iron. It's a 2-possession game. 30-24. And a whistle, and tapped out of bounds, back to South Haven. Poindexter with 19, Perkins with 11, 30-24. Here come the Rams. Taylor, straight up to the top of the key, gets it off to Hall, down the lane, force it up, shot is short, gets a rebound, puts it up, no. Ball is fought for, and the Tigers come away with it, but a jump ball situation. Yasmin Hall got a good look inside, couldn't convert. And now on the alternate possession, it will go to the Lady Rams. 6-point ball game with 2:40 remaining. Benton Harbor 30, South Haven 24, 2:40 to go. Here's Holland down the lane, and she is fouled. Got hit on the right elbow, and she will go to the stripe. That is the foul on Poindexter, and believe it or not, that is her first foul tonight. Holland at the stripe. Deep knee bend, pushes it up, side of the iron, no. She's 1 of 4 at the line. Rams need every point here. With 2:35 remaining, they trail by 6. Tigers looking to advance to the district final. Kicks her left foot up and drills it. Splits the pair. Holland with 2 points tonight. And the Tigers turn it over. They tried to throw it up the right sideline and went off the hands of Coleman out of bounds. Rams trailing by 5 with 2:31 remaining. Tigers in that 2-3 zone. Holland in the right corner. Gets it back now to Taylor. Jordan Taylor picks up her dribble in no man's land. Gets it off to Hall on the inside. Hall lays it up, missed it. Bernadette Brown, the putback won't go. Rebound pulled out of there, lost. Rams get it back, whistle, foul, Benton Harbor. The South Haven Rams scrapping underneath. And they'll get another chance at the line, I believe, yep. Stops the clock with 2:07 to go. Benton Harbor 30, South Haven 25. Tigers have led the entire night. Take it back. They are going to take it out. Non-shooting call. Frost out front. Gets it now to Holland. Back to Frost on the left wing. She fires inside the arc. Back of the iron, no. Rebound pulled again by South Haven. Here's a three on the outside. It is good. Jordan Holland from downtown. Look out, folks. We got a two-point game under 2 minutes to go. A three ball by Holland. And it's Benton Harbor 30, South Haven 28. Hang on, we're back after this timeout. 1:53 to go on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
One size fits all? There's no such thing. Life isn't that standardized. Everyone is different. When it comes to medicine, truer words were never spoken. Sometimes a prescription for you, a loved one, or even a pet require compounding to avoid an allergic reaction or even converting from a solid pill to a liquid. Rogers Pharmacy fills compound prescriptions. A service that causes some to drive out of town to fill is happily provided by your family-owned food store and pharmacy, Rogers Foodland, the family food store.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Al Bashoka back here at Elsie Moore High School. Nick Laird, our engineer. Victoria Eberhardt of Realty Executives Pro Brokers bringing you tonight's game. Whether buying or selling, expect the best in service and get the best. Put Victoria Eberhardt with Realty Executives to work for you today. Right now, the South Haven Rams on a 15-6 run here in the fourth quarter. They trailed 24-13 at the end of three. Folks, we got a two-point game, 30-28 coming down the stretch. 1:53 remaining. Tigers getting pressure in the backcourt, and now a whistle, and oh, little ticky-tack fouled in the backcourt on Hall. Or did they call a timeout? They did. The Tigers called a timeout. They were trapped in the backcourt. 1:49 remaining. We'll take it with them. Tigers 30, Rams 28 on 106.1 at 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you're sick with cabin fever, you try to get out of the house.
Let me out of here.
But when you're sick with...
Oh no, Doc. We've got another one.
Needs a new motoritis fever. Your only antidote is at Siemens in Bridgeman, where the prices and selection are symptoms of their need to clear out winter inventory N-O-W now. Get to Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, ProMaster, and Mazda in Bridgeman. Cure your fever today.
If you're an electrician with 5 years experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, three pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is what March Madness is all about. Two-point game with 1:48 to go. Al Pasholka with you from Elsie Moore High School in South Haven, and Perkins is fouled in the backcourt. And if you're the Benton Harbor Tigers, that's who you want at the line. She has been dynamite tonight. 7 of 8. For Perkins, she's got 11 points. Poindexter with 19. That makes up the Tiger 30. Shalia Perkins has been lights out at the line. Let's see if she can convert here. Shot is good. Cool as the other side of the pillow. 31-28 with a minute 43 to go. Perkins to try to make it a two-possession game. Shot on the way. Side of the iron, no. Tapped out of bounds. Back to the Rams. It's a one-possession game, 31-28. Jordan Holland hit a big three moments ago to get the Rams close. She sets up on the right wing. They go left side to Hall. Hall on the left wing, inside. Shot is in and out from Hayes. And they fight for the rebound. It's another jump ball, and the alternate possession goes to the orange and black. Benton Harbor Tigers get it with a three-point advantage and 90 seconds remaining. 31-28. Here's Perkins up the right side. She's double-teamed. Look out. She's in trouble. She lost it. Ball's loose. Tigers pick it back up. And they get it to Poindexter. Steady as can be. Poindexter with 19. Expect Poindexter and Perkins to have that rock. Here's Poindexter. Right wing, foul line extended. Gets it back now. And Perkins is fouled. Boy, I don't know if you want to foul her. She has been lights out tonight. 8 of 10 at the line for Perkins. One, and oh, it is a double bonus. Two-shot opportunity here for Perkins. 12 points on the night. Spins it up. Good. Boy, just like the rotation on that ball is just perfect. Perfect backspin. 32-28, minute 5 to go in the game. Benton Harbor's led by as many as 13. Rams had cut it to 2, and now it's back to a 5-point advantage, 33-28. Tigers have scored the last 3. Under a minute to go. Rams fire a triple, short. Hall's shot hit the front of the iron. Here comes Poindexter in a hurry. Over the timeline, she beats a double team. Keeps the dribble alive like Curly Neal out front and draws a foul. Little Globetrotter action there up by midcourt. And we've got a timeout on the court. We'll take it with them. 45 seconds to go. We're down the stretch. It's the Benton Harbor Tigers 33 and the South Haven Lady Rams 28. Back after this timeout on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Temperatures go up and temperatures go down. And sometimes when they go down, they go way down. When your thermostat acts like a yo-yo, remember the Crew in Blue is here to keep you in your comfort zone. Any weather, any circumstance, any budget. For immediate help financing any service or any equipment, see City's website today. That's cityplumbing-heating.com. Call the Crew in Blue at City today. A Rheem Pro partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort. City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Keeping you in your comfort zone.
Be a part of the conversation about high school sports. Grab your cell phone and follow the MHSAA on Twitter at MHSAA. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram for tournament in-game updates, event announcements, and high school sports news around the state year-round. You can connect with the MHSAA today. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
In the lane is Jordan Taylor. Shot won't go. Body's flying. And ouch, big collision. Down there between Coleman and Holland. And let's see which way they're going to call it. We're down to 16.9 to go. There was a turnover on the Benton Harbor side. Rams got a good look in the lane, couldn't get it to drop. And now it's 16.9 seconds to go in a 5-point game, 33-28. Couple of big charity stripe tosses here for Holland, and she drills the first. She's got 5 in the quarter, 6 on the night. And we do have another timeout, South Haven. We'll take it with them. 33-29, hang on, we've got 17 seconds, 16.9 actually, to go. In this Division II, South Haven trailing by 4. Benton Harbor trying to take it home and get to the district final on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
What makes Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better?
Easy one. What is Cinnabon Mini Rolls?
Congratulations! 10 warm cinnamon sweet tasting Cinnabon Mini Rolls do make Pizza Night even better.
especially when they're generously topped with Cinnabon's own signature cream cheese frosting. Add it to your favorite Pizza Hut order for only $5.99 and make Pizza Hut Pizza Night even better.
106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Southwest Michigan Sports Station.
Al Pasholka along with Nick Laird, our engineer, back here at South Haven High School, where the Benton Harbor Tigers have led wire to wire. Two women doing all the scoring tonight. Poindexter with 19, Perkins with 14. That's the Tiger total of 33. They lead the Rams 33-29. At the line is Holland. She's got 9 points, and she can't make it 10. Back of the iron. Guess who? Poindexter on the rebound. Throws it ahead. Got a player wide open, but a whistle and a foul in the backcourt. Let's see which call they're going to make here. Offensive foul on Poindexter. It's a big call, but it's a 4-point, two-possession game with 12.3 now on the clock. Tigers 33, Rams 29. Tigers led by as many as 13. Rams came battling back. They need to score in a hurry. Down to 9 seconds. Somebody's got to shoot it. Holland says, I'll take it from 35 feet. Shot is short. Frost will arc it up. That's no good, and that should do it. And the Benton Harbor Tigers advance to the district final with a hard-fought 4-point victory tonight over the South Haven Rams. F final here in South Haven. It's the Tigers 33, the Rams 29. We'll be back and wrap it up after this final timeout on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.